Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So, hey, you got a question, send it to askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. I really love this part of the show. And as I said before, I do my best to kind of just read these and answer these off the cuff. I mean, if I need to do some research, I will. If I don't know the answer, I will help you me personally. I will reach out to you and I will help you find that answer. So send me your questions. So this next one, when I first read it, I'm going to be honest, it made me laugh a little bit because when it comes to guys, you know, I could be doing a lecture on the brain. I could be doing a lecture on bad joints. You know, I do lectures for the Life Extension Foundation all over the country. I could be doing a lecture on macular degeneration. And there's always, at some point in my Q&A part, there's always somebody, some guy, somehow trying to relate what I just talked about to erectile dysfunction and low libido. So I laugh. It laughs. That's what we think about as guys. It is what it is. So here it is. Is there anything natural for erectile dysfunction? My doctor said I can't take Viagra. And what about improving libido in general? So let me just mention the Viagra thing. So Viagra does work. What's nice about it is you can take it when you need it. But it does dilate vessels. It's a vasodilator, which is part of the mechanism of how it works. So you have to be careful if you're already taking like blood pressure medications, if you have heart issues. So you that's probably why your doctor might say you can't take Viagra. Okay. And so there are definite contraindications to that drug. So what can we do naturally? Well, if the whole point of helping an erection is to dilate the blood vessels so the blood can fill the penis better, if that's the whole goal, well, the natural thing to that, or to accomplish that, would be to increase nitric oxide production, right? If you listen to my show, I've talked about nitric oxide a lot. That's the compound that is made by the cells that line the inside of the arteries. Those cells are called endothelial cells, right? And so the best thing that you could do is help those cells produce nitric oxide. That's going to help your heart, it's going to help blood pressure, and it can help erectile dysfunction. And so the one supplement that's been studied in this context for that very reason is arginine. It's an amino acid. Arginine is the precursor to nitric oxide production by the endothelial cells. So arginine has to come into the endothelial cell, they bring the arginine in, and out pops nitric oxide. So a couple studies have shown that supplementing with arginine does help. Now, it's about 50-50. What that means is if you look at, if you do these studies, you have one group of guys on the arginine, another group not, and about half of the guys in the arginine group get a significant positive benefit compared to the placebo. But about the other half, really don't have anything, even at high doses of arginine. So it's a hit and miss thing. Why is that? I don't know if I have an answer. Arginine is used in the body for lots of different things. So maybe it's just not being delivered to the endothelial cell. Maybe the amount of nitric oxide production from the arginine is less in some guys than others. I don't know if I have an absolute answer, but for at least half of the guys who try arginine, 1 gram, 2 gram, maybe even 3 gram, just increase slowly. That's the key thing. Increase slowly. You can get up to about 4, even 5 grams of arginine a day and you should be okay. It does help. It helps with erectile dysfunction. Now, libido is a different story. Libido simply means sex drive. A couple things I think a great place to start when you have low libido, and don't assume it's just part of aging. That's an old thought process. Well, I'm getting older. I'm not supposed to have sex anymore. That's not true. Sexually active couples live longer. That's been shown over and over again. Sexually active couples live longer, and they stay together longer too. Why is that? Well, when you're sexually active, the body is it's just healthy for you. You know, it's just a sign of a healthy body. So eat right, exercise, do all your supplementation, stay, you know, if you have a partner, stay sexually active, and that's a really good thing. So if your libido is dropping, that doesn't have to be like that. Low libido is not normal no matter what the age is once you start getting up into the adult years, right? 18 and up. I guess I have to say that. So low libido, I think is something that should be addressed. The first thing I want to mention here, because this is something we forget about. Most of libido happens in your brain. Right? Matter of fact, Dr. Braverman, he used to be Eric Braverman. He's a doctor out in, I think, New York. Don't quote me on that. He, used to be a Life Extension Health Advisory Board member. And two or three years ago, when he was working with us on occasion, he wrote a really, really good article on, low libido and what's going on in the brain when that happens. And he talks about boosting certain neurotransmitters to improve low libido. In particular, I remember from this article, dopamine and acetylcholine. Those two neurotransmitters need to be optimized, and you can boost dopamine levels. There's supplements that are related to what's called levodopa, which is a drug that we use for things like Parkinson's and stuff. So there are supplement forms of that can boost dopamine, but also things like the polyunsaturated fats, I think the B vitamins, phenylalanine, which is another amino acid. You can use those to boost dopamine. And then acetylcholine, pretty much anything that is choline-based, your products that have choline as the backbone, phosphatidylcholine, phosphorylcholine, any supplement like that will help to boost acetylcholine. And so dopamine and acetylcholine are extremely important to boost in your brain if you have low libido. Now, other things that have been shown to work, at Life Extension, we did some research on the combination of arginine, which I mentioned before with the ED. So arginine, aspartic acid, and pycnogenol, which is pine bark extract. That combination helped with ED and libido. There is an herb, Epimedium sagittatum. It's also called Icarin. Icarin. Has been shown. It's not one of the more commonly known libido boosters like maca or something. But Icarin from Epimedium sagittatum, has been shown to be quite good at boosting libido in men. Maca seems to be a little bit better in women. But maca is an option for men as well. Also Maripama, which is a rainforest herb. It's listed in the Brazilian pharmacopoeia as an aphrodisiac, although I don't really know if there's really truly an aphrodisiac. But this rainforest herb improved, this was presented, by the way, in France at a libido type conference. I don't remember the full name of the conference, but it was in the 90s when it was really introduced. But we're like talking 62% improvement in libido. And men just felt better. They had more energy during sex. So that's another herb that you can consider. So Maripama, maca, pycnogenol, aspartic acid, arginine. Don't forget the neurotransmitters dopamine, B vitamins, phenylalanine can boost dopamine, acetylcholine. Any choline-based fat will produce that neurotransmitter in your brain. And then just for good old-fashioned erectile dysfunction, plain old arginine. Give it a try. Start with about a gram a day, work it up to maybe 5 grams a day. Just go slow with it, that might work for you. So there you go, some natural treatments for ED and low libido. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.